America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana, and this is The Rundown. The city of Chicago is kicking off a series of workshops to prepare immigrants as the city braces for increased federal enforcement action in the coming weeks. Officials and advocates want people to make a plan before leaving the house. That means talking with family members about what to do if someone is detained, carrying a folder of identification documents like a green card, and even arranging guardianship for children in case a parent is detained. The first city-led workshop going over all of those steps was last night with city officials and immigration advocates. Immigration advocacy groups held similar workshops earlier this year, and you can register for future virtual workshops on social media at instagram.com/ChicagoSIMRR. Immigration officials will be limited in how they can use a suburban naval base as a staging grounds this month. Some of Illinois' top congressional Democrats met with Navy officials at Naval Station Great Lakes to get more details about a pending campaign against immigration in Chicago. Homeland Security wouldn't attend. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth says Navy officials told her that ICE cannot sleep there.
We will not allow the diversion of taxpayer dollars that were appropriated for military readiness or military training for Great Lakes to be diverted from that mission into ICE's efforts to intimidate people on the streets of our city.
Duckworth says ICE wants to use the base through October 5th, but thinks that could change. Choose Chicago, the city's tourism marketing agency, held a roundtable this week. The event featured high-profile voices in music, theater, and visual arts to discuss how these industries shape Chicago's global presence. Lisa Nucci of Choose Chicago said they hope that locals and tourists alike will spread the word about the city's vibrant art scene.
We want people to feel like they should be more vocal. Having a one-on-one conversation or, you know, talking to your neighbor when you travel and talking about how amazing Chicago is a really influential channel. And we want everyone to feel empowered to defend and tell the story about our city.
While the narrative about Chicago is often focused on crime, Choose Chicago wants to get people talking about the city as a home for the arts. Chicago's Printers Row Lit Fest is celebrating its 40th anniversary this weekend. The lineup features more than 250 presenters, including many prominent authors like headliner Sandra Cisneros. Amy Dancer is the festival's director of programming.
It's kind of just a magical book land for like those 2 days from 10 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night.
But this year, the organizers are also conscious of the possibility that federal agents could soon arrive in Chicago. Dancer says it's an important moment to gather.
I think that we need to, especially at this moment, continue to support the arts and our writers and our thinkers. So I'm still encouraging people to show up.
The free event takes place Saturday and Sunday. A quick look at weather. Today, breezy with highs in the mid-60s and tonight a low around 48. This weekend will be sunny with highs in the upper 60s. Check your feeds again tomorrow, Saturday, for the first episode of a special series from Nashville Public Radio. The Country in Our Hearts is the story of one family's migration odyssey from Iraqi Kurdistan to America and back again. And it all began with a story told over a cup of tea. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana. Thanks for listening.